Hey guys, just a little quick reminder here. We are doing a raffle, a Arizona deer hunt raffle. It's $40 per entry, and it's a 1 in 100 chance to win. So really good odds, and that's a fully outfitted hunt here in Arizona, either during the archery season or if you have a if you're the winner and you have a rifle tag, we will guide you on that rifle tag if you'd like. So really cool. So go to johnstallone.me, click on the raffle section, and you'll see there's two raffles there, one for the deer hunt and one for coyote hunt. The coyote hunt is closed for this season already. We've already picked our winners, and so get in on those tickets. It's a good deal, and it benefits the Arizona Mule Deer Organization. Really good organization, doing a lot of good stuff for mule deer here in Arizona. This is a quick little bonus episode. It's our Elk Sing Along 2.0, and give it a listen. It's kind of something you could practice along with in the car, and practice your elk vocalizations, and to get a more in-depth look and a better understanding of these vocalizations, check out the Elk Nut app. Paul Madel puts out really good content. He's definitely helped me change my elk communication skills and so anyway, check it out. It's pretty cool. There's a location bugle. The important thing about the location bugle really is to hit that high note and hold it for a long time and let it ring out there. Next is a challenge bugle. It's throatier and it's much shorter, but the intensity, you can hear the intensity difference. Next is a bull calling cows bugle or a roundup bugle. This is the nervous grunt. This is the lip ball. And I'm going to do this with several different reeds so you can hear some differences. This is the first reed. This is actually, I think, Christy Titus's by Rocky Mountain. This is with the black amped reed by Phelps. And lastly, the gray amped by Phelps as well. This is a advertising bugle, and I've heard people call it like lazy bed bugles. They're kind of lower and more moany and tend to be shorter and definitely don't have the intensity that some of the other bugles have. This is a courting bugle. I'm not really sure what it is about this sound, but for some reason, every time I use it, I get responses back if there's elk in the area. But I've never called in elk with it. It's funny because it actually works better for me, like as a location, and then I slip in and do other things. But this is definitely gets them fired up. Now that was me. I'm going to actually show you one that's a recorded bull elk right now. So you can see it's different, real different sounding. And I know mine didn't sound like that, but that type of whiny, begging type of bugle, that's the correct sound, one way or the other. Obviously, I don't sound as good as the natural bull does, but it's that sequence and that whining, beggingness. I think that's what gets them fired up.